Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's read from the book of Acts and talk about those who were added to the Lord. Acts chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, where we read this. Yet none of the rest dared join them, but the people esteemed them highly. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. Sometimes we think that when the church lives as it should, the church will be a magnet that draws all of those who don't yet believe in Jesus. They'll see the purity and the power and the holiness of God among his people, and they'll say, hey, I want to join with that kind of people. I suppose it works like that sometimes and in some places, but certainly not always. Here in Acts chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, we see that when the holiness and purity of the church was evident to the world, none of the rest dared join them, it says in verse 13. You see, when everyone in the community learned of how God dealt with Ananias and Sapphira, how jealously God guarded the purity of his people, they thought twice before joining the community of God's people. They had such a marvelous reputation for integrity that everybody knew that it was a serious thing to be a follower of Jesus. When God cleanses the church this radically, it feels painful, even traumatic. Yet one of the good things that flows from it is that there is much less of a casual commitment among believers. People then are more likely to count the cost, as Jesus said they should, in passages such as Luke chapter 14. Despite the hesitancy of some, the church kept growing. We read, believers were increasingly added to the Lord, there in verse 14. Though people knew that it was a serious thing to be a Christian, the Spirit of God kept moving with power. More and more people joined the community of the disciples of Jesus. In fact, they were added in multitudes. We read that they joined the disciples in multitudes of both men and women. This is Luke's way of reminding us that the cleansing of the church connected with Ananias and Sapphira did no lasting damage to God's work. It all continued forward. Notice the phrasing that the Holy Spirit chose to describe this. It says that they were increasingly added to the Lord. This means that new believers were added, but they were added to the Lord. Not primarily to a church or to a person or even to a movement. They were added to the Lord Jesus himself. Christian, please understand your fundamental identity is who you are as someone added to the Lord Jesus. You have a race and an ethnicity. Those are not your fundamental identity. You live in a nation and perhaps belong to a political party. Those are not your fundamental identity. You have an education and some kind of economic class. Those are not your fundamental identity. You belong to a certain church or denomination. Those are not your fundamental identity. You have been added to the Lord Jesus. You are in Christ. This is the greatest and most glorious identity of all. Rejoice in it, rest in it, and remember, it is a serious thing to be among those who are added to the Lord Jesus.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.